gun, Doctor.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Reporting in for duty this morning, Onaway School Board and farmer John Palmer wanted to make point of clarification. The recall efforts have been dropped against Lori Kowalski, Jim Rieger, and Aaron Chasky for now. The only one that they seek to recall, because I'm not up until 2026, is myself. So to spend that much money on little old me is pretty ridiculous. Quote unquote, says John Palmer. Yeah, I thought they were still continuing to get the language approved, but evidently not. They've dropped those and are focusing on one seat. John Palmer, who, like he said, he's not on the ballot this year. So that's the main reason why they're going after that seat. Well, good luck with that. Because from what I can see and the people I've talked to, they all support John Palmer and the things that he has said at the public school board meetings, and this is obviously an agenda-driven effort by a small group of people who I don't believe they're going to get enough signatures to trigger a recall, but we shall see. Now, getting back to Barry County Sheriff Darrell Leaf, who was on the show last week, he's reached out to U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan with his claim that Serbian foreign nationals entered our, quote, election system, end quote, while votes were being counted back in November of 2020. He writes that Dominion, the manufacturer of these machines and software for our election tabulators, hired Serbian nationals, even though they were not able to provide backgrounds on them due to laws in Serbia. Leaf wrote, "It has only been a mere 25 years since conflict involving Serbia. Therefore, the United States has allowed a scenario where potential Serbian military criminals are running our elections remotely by having access to our election equipment," end quote. In writing to the U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan, he says that he has evidence that the voting machines and systems are vulnerable to alterations and manipulations when connected to the voting machines. Before, during, and after the elections. And he's asking that the United States Congress gets involved. Meanwhile, when contacted by MERS News Service, Dominion spokesperson Stephanie Wallstrom, this lady has spoken on behalf of Dominion in the past, claims that Leaf's accusations are flatly false, end quote. Dominion has been the target of disinformation campaigns going all the way since before the 2020 election. And even the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee's report, authored by Senator Ed McBroom, debunked many of the claims, including those about remote access. Stop right there. First of all, McBroom's 55-page report, I don't even understand how he could author it because he never took the time to look at the evidence that Darrell Leaf is talking about. Russell Ramslin and other experts did a full forensic audit of one machine in the state of Michigan. It's Mike County's clerk's machine, Cheryl Guy, in Bel Air. And I know because we were part of the people that stood ground and protected the building on that Friday and Saturday heading into Sunday morning, December 6th, when they actually flew in and did the audit. I have the 28-page unredacted full report. Ed McBroom has never seen the unredacted report. All the information that Dar Leaf put in his 2,173 pages of data absolutely backs it up and proves it. But again, the media and the fake news want to call it debunked claims when it comes to remote access. Folks, if you go to Patrick Kopech's website, letsfixstuff.org, you can actually see a picture of the cell phone modem that's in every single one of these machines. Furthermore, I have seen with my own eyes a signed affidavit notarized by the clerk of Central Lake Township. Lori Kozlowski, the clerk, put in writing that when testing her equipment in Central Lake, which, by the way, they do not have internet service at that office. There's a hole in the network here in northern Michigan that the Central Lake Township's clerk's office doesn't even have internet. If they want to work online in the clerk's office, they have to use their cell phones, turn them into hotspots to be able to access the internet on their computers. But the machines themselves are not connected to the internet. Why? Because they don't even have internet service there. Lori Kozlowski claims in a sworn affidavit that 2 weeks before the election, clerks were told to print out a test ballot to verify the names are correct on the ballot before they use them in the upcoming election. Lori said that when she hit the test button, her machine would not print a test ballot. She contacted Cheryl Guy, the clerk in Bel Air. Cheryl said, hold on a second. She was gone for 10 minutes. When she came back, she told Lori Kozlowski, quote unquote, try it now. So she plugged the machine back in, turned the machine on, and hit the test button to print a test ballot. And guess what? It worked. Lori came back to the phone and said, Cheryl, how did you do that? Nobody came to my building to fix the machine, to work on the machine. How did you do it? You know what Lori Kozlowski was told by Cheryl Guy, the clerk of Antrim County? Don't worry about it. You're all set. How did it happen? It's very simple. The machine has a cell phone built into it. The very same cell phone tower that provides the clerk, Lori Kozlowski, to access a hotspot on her cell phone to connect to her computer to be able to work from her office in Central Lake Township. The very same cell phone tower is what the person from Dominion called the machine, made some changes in the software, which allowed the test ballot to be printed. But you see, this information, folks, has never seen the light of day in a courtroom. Every step of the way where Matt DiPerno submitted this evidence to be put into the court records was denied. The only judge that ever allowed the full forensic audit report to be submitted was Judge Kevin Elsenheimer. But the only report he allowed was the redacted report, which I've seen a copy of that as well. Almost every single page in the 28 pages has black, thick, black magic marker lines drawn through most of the information, claiming Dominion's claim of proprietary information, copyright infringement, or trademark violations. And therefore, because the information is proprietary, they didn't want it exposed to the public. Well, now, fast forward into the story, there's an attorney involved. Darlene said that the attorney, Stephanie Lambert, who also uses her previous maiden name, Gentilla, had been working, quote, for me and my office since December of 2020. That was about the time the forensics team flew into Antrim County and performed the forensic audit on Cheryl Guy's equipment. Now, another person that she's representing is Patrick Brine. He is the chief executive officer, former, of Overstock.com. Dominion is suing him for defamation. Now, an interesting twist, Lambert hasn't bothered to appear in court for her Michigan criminal cases that's being pursued by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. However, yesterday she did appear in Washington, D.C.'s courtroom for a hearing on Dominion's request to disqualify her from participating in Brine's defamation suit, based on the fact that she, according to Dominion, improperly shared confidential information with the sheriff, Darleaf. Kind of an interesting dynamic going on here. Well, Dominion filed the emergency motion last Friday. And I have the actual wording from the court filings in Washington, D.C. We'll get to those. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Let's see, I got to respond to this text message. Already reported it this morning. Got that one covered. Dave Ajima reporting in for duty. Couple of topics that struck a nerve with him. The U.S. District Liberal Judge says illegals can now possess and carry guns in the United States, U.S. District Judge Sharon Coleman. Well, very simply, doesn't matter whether they get here legally or illegally, once they're on our soil, they have constitutional rights. So, yeah, even though we may not agree with it, they shouldn't be here at all, number one, but once they are here, our Constitution says if you're on our soil, you have rights. So basically, they can carry just like American citizens can. Then getting into the election results. So what Trump said about the election being fraudulent was true. It was an election coup. People must oppose that and demonstrate again if it occurs. A republic cannot stand without dictators winning elections. People like Kent County Clerk Lisa Lyons spent thousands of dollars to protect the fraudulent election that took place in Kent County. They says it's treason. What's the penalty for treason? Hanging by the neck until dead. Cliff Tellini reporting in regarding the Axe My Tax proposal. Property taxes end up being less than 30% of Lansing's revenue income. Very little remains for local governments, only about 5 mils of the property tax that is levied. Almost all local revenue sharing comes from our sales tax. Sales tax, folks, is the most predictable reoccurring revenue stream for Lansing. I prefer to call it a consumption tax because that's basically what it is. If you're buying a product or service that you're going to consume, then you should be charged a tax on it. I believe it should only be on new products, new homes, new cars, new appliances, whatever. And I like and absolutely agree with the Michigan consumption tax. And if we would ever adopt that, not only could we eliminate the property taxes in this state, we could also eliminate the state income tax, making us truly competitive. But that's when I become governor. So we'll have to wait and see. Getting back to this filing in court and the constitutional sheriff Darleaf's report and dealing with the attorney Stephanie Lambert. Lambert has a well-documented history of violating court orders regarding the case against her for improperly accessing voting information, machines, activities that would have resulted in disciplinary referrals and possibly an indictment criminally of her. Dominion's emergency motion filed on Friday read that she never should have been entrusted with these documents in the first instance. And specifically, not without notice and approval by Dominion. Well, Lambert did not return a message for comment. However, in a court filing yesterday, Lambert maintained that the documents Dominion refers to are not confidential discovery material and actually provides evidence of criminal activity which was turned over to law enforcement, in which the constitutional sheriff, Darleaf, is investigating, and therefore is not covered by a discovery protection order in a civil action. My client came into possession of email communications produced by Dominion during discovery, some of which was written in Serbian foreign languages and came directly from top level Dominion employees directing and tasking foreign nationals to remotely access voting machines utilized during the United States November 3rd, 2020 election. It seems reasonable that the United States should know who is actually entering into altering our election system's data, and whether or not these same individuals were involved in any armed conflict that has taken place in recent years against the United States. Well, my first question to all this, who allowed them access to the equipment? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson? Dominion? The software itself? But evidently, Darleaf has the documentation and the communications with these foreign nationals and top officials of Dominion. The court date trial continues. Hour number two today's show, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm. Whether that